Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and I want to start by giving you a big, warm, energetic hug. It's been a huge couple of weeks, and I think we all need one. I know I do. There's been lots of big energies, lots of change, lots of Scorpio intensity. Now, of course, this isn't for everyone. We would have all felt it to differing degrees, but if you have been feeling tired, unmotivated, like you're running on a treadmill and getting absolutely nowhere, that's how I've been feeling, then you're not alone. And this energy will pass, okay? It's not here forever. Now, I did a podcast episode on this, but Scorpio season and the recent Scorpio new moon sent us on a trip right into the depths of our soul. And no matter how much work, I say in inverted commas, you've done on yourself, you're sure to find some shit that needs a bit of work when you get there. Yeah, so some of you may have arrived at the depths of your soul. Some of you may still be on the journey. For many of us, this shit was dredged up to deal with, okay, to face it, and in most cases, to instigate change. Now, to ramp all of this up, we also went into Mercury retrograde. And usually when this happens, we feel a real slowing down around the transmission of information and technology and an encouragement for us to slow down too. But this time, it feels a little bit different. It feels like we were forcefully slowed down. And there seems to be less emphasis on technology failing and travel plans falling apart and miscommunication, and just a lot of the focus seems to be on us at a really human level and at a deep soul level. I'm wondering if you guys have been feeling that too. So personally for me, the energy for me at the moment is I wake up super early in the morning and I'm all systems go from about 5 a.m. until about midday, if I'm lucky, 11:30 a.m. to midday. And then I hit a wall and I have to physically lie down for the afternoon. Now, I'm in a super privileged position. I work for myself. I work from home. So when I feel the need to lie down, I can. But if you're not, know that slowing down in any way that you're able to, is what we call going with the energetic flow rather than resisting it. If you feel lethargy come over you, if you feel like your body wants to rest and you just keep pushing, that's when we're going to run into issues. All of the energy that's happening at the moment is here to take us on a journey and give us a lesson. Yeah, it's here to teach us, to educate us, not to punish us. So stop resisting and see where there are spaces in your life to lean into the messages that are coming through for you to slow down. The universe isn't random. We're being asked to slow down at this time of year, late October, early November, because a few reasons. A, we're heading into a socially manic time of year, aka a silly season. B, we're about to enter a new decade. Yeah, a whole new decade. And then lastly, it's the first year of said new decade. It's 2020 and it's going to be a huge year. Yeah. And we've got to be ready for it. Now, I'm going to explore 2020 in detail in a few episodes' time. So don't worry about that. I'll tell you everything that's going to happen energetically, what we can expect. But firstly, let's have a look at what's going on with this week's Taurus full moon. Take place on Wednesday, November 13 at 12:34 a.m. in Sydney, Tuesday, November 12 at 1:34 p.m. in London, and 8:34 a.m. in New York. So, this Taurus full moon is happening right in the middle of Mercury retrograde, and you'd be a fool to think that that's not going to have an effect on the energy of this particular moon. So, knowing how we're feeling during this retrograde, it's forcing us to slow down. That is what is going to happen with this moon. It's going to feel very slow and considered. Yeah, so Mercury retrograde has asked us to slow down and take a deep breath. The full moon is asking us to surrender rather than resist. With the sun in Scorpio being intense, emotional, and intricate, the moon in Taurus, which is opposite Scorpio, is simple, earthly, and nurturing. And it's about time. Taurus energy is exactly what we all need right now. After the intensity of Scorpio new moon and the deaths that it instigated, we are now being given an inhale. We are being given life and asked to venture out from the depths of our soul and back into the physical, tangible earth plane, i.e. real life, yeah? So it's time to come out of the depths of our soul that Scorpio sent us into and hang out on the land. It's time to get practical, create stability, slow down, and practice a little self-love. Much needed after that Scorpio new moon. With the culmination of stuff that's come up this Scorpio season, this Taurus full moon is the perfect time to clear it out and release it. Taurus is ruled by Venus, the planet of love, beauty, peace, and the material world. This full moon is all about abundance, and I mean that in every sense of the word. But let us start with the most obvious, money. Taurus is very much concerned with material matters, especially money, which makes this full moon the ideal time to tend to finances and clear out any energetic money blockages you might have. This simple act, perhaps not so simple for some, will bring abundance. But only if you release the money blockages first. And because Taurus is all about practicality, for many of you, this might mean budgets, bookwork, and saving a few pretty pennies. Think of money as energy, because that's all it is. It's just energy. It flows in and out in cycles, just like everything else in the universe, the moon, our breath, the seasons. I feel like I say this line a lot. You've probably heard it every podcast episode now. But everything in the universe moves in cycles. Everything in the universe is energy. And money is just another form of energy. Okay? Now, abundance is the energy surrounding this moon. So create space for it. Open channels for it. And even if your finances feel tight at the moment, see if you can hold an abundance mindset and vibration. Now, I know that's so much easier said than done. It's super tricky to do, especially when fear and scarcity shows up for so many people around money. But vibrating scarcity and lack only creates more of it. I did a great bonus episode of the podcast with my good friend Zoe Bosco. If you search for it, I think it's about 3 episodes back. It's called Manifesting Wealth and Abundance. It's definitely worth a listen if you feel like you have some money blocks and some limiting beliefs around money, because until you can clear those out and reframe and recalibrate the way you feel and the way you think about money and the belief systems that you have behind it, then it's very hard to shift into that vibrational state of abundance. Now, Zoe and I are actually running an online event, which anyone can attend from anywhere in the world. We held it live in Sydney as a workshop. It was a 6-hour event. Now we're doing it online for people that couldn't make it live. It's happening on November 18 and 19. It will be 3 hours each night. And that event's basically going to help clear your money blocks and raise your wealth resonance. So if that's of interest to you, you can find the link to that in the show notes. Okay, so other ways we can look at abundance under this full moon. Filling up your own cup, yeah? That is the most beautiful way to create abundance in your life. If you're one of the many people feeling depleted at this time, how can you fill up your cup the Taurus way? With love, time spent in nature, things that make you feel beautiful. And from this internal place of abundance, we automatically shift our vibrational resonance and start attracting more abundance towards us. This is the potential that this full moon holds. But first, you have to do a bit of the inner work. I know, it's so annoying, but it works when you do. Yeah, so in summary, sort out your finances and watch how financial abundance ensues. Fill up your own cup and attract more of it towards you, yeah? So to create abundance, we need to feel abundant. The mantra for Taurus is I have. Now, this is twofold. So firstly, what is it that you have that you are grateful for in this moment? So what do you already have? Yeah, we spend a lot of the time thinking about what we want to have, and we spend the new moon setting intentions to bring the things that we want to have into our lives. But this is a full moon. So what can you be grateful for that you already have? Yeah, it's a beautiful time to find gratitude in the things that this particular season, Scorpio season, has brought up for you. Now, I don't know about you guys, but Scorpio season has been a whopper for me. It's brought up some old childhood trauma, brought some disappointing relationships, a complete lack of energy and motivation, which we spoke about earlier. But through all of that, when I sat down and really looked at what was going on, I still had a bunch of things to be so, so grateful for. So I want you to take the time to have a think about the things that you already have in your life and see if you can find gratitude for them. Now, secondly, what is it that you think having certain things will gift you? I want you to get super curious about this. Question it. Because when Taurus is in balance, it has qualities of simplicity, contentment, reliability, determination, and practicality. But when it's out of balance, Taurus can be insecure, materialistic, possessive, insecure, and terrified of change. I've already said insecure. I said it twice. That's how insecure Taurus is when it's out of balance. And when we're in the midst of the biggest change we're likely to have experienced this year, aka Scorpio season, you don't want to be slipping into terror around change. You want to be embracing it. So what will having these things give you, and are they worth it? Yeah, always something to contemplate around a full moon. What price will I pay? So when you're thinking about the Taurus mantra of I have, ask what it is that you want to have and if it's worth it. Yeah, is it going to slip you into a balanced Taurian state, or is it going to slip you into an imbalanced Taurus state? In summary, I feel like I already summarized, but I'm going to summarize again. Use this moon to get your finances in order. Be open to love, but don't use it to measure your worth, and watch what material possessions you define yourself by. So if you want to focus on love, start with self-love. Create abundance within yourself and allow that vibration to attract abundance towards you. If you want to create more abundance in your finances, come from an abundance mindset. No matter how tight your financial situation is, change your vibration first, and then you will start to attract more abundance towards you. And when it comes to the material world, which is a big focus of Taurus, ask, is this material possession being used to define who I am? Does it make me feel worthy? Can I feel worthy without it? Lots to contemplate. Now, if you are a Lunar Lover member and attended the Scorpio New Moon Circle, which we had 2 weeks ago, you'll know that we set intentions and fueled them with feelings, which are the MO of Scorpio, yeah? A water sign. It's all about feeling the feels. Well, as we approach the Taurus full moon, which is an earth sign, we can use this energy to manifest our intentions into something that is material, yeah? So bring those deep, soulful feelings into the material world, which is essentially manifestation. And this is the gift of working with the moon over an extended period of time. Sure, it's great when you tap into a full moon or new moon energy, you know, every now and then. But when you work with them in sequential order, you start to see the story, the lessons that are being woven and laid out for you. It's pretty fucking cool. And it's kind of fun too. Anyway, I digress. If you're interested in becoming a Lunar Lover member, I've just introduced a 14-day free trial period. So if you're keen to check out what's going on in there, you can do so without paying a dime. Plus, if you join today, you'll get access to the Taurus Full Moon Circle video that you can watch at any time over the next 5 days. It includes a wonderful full moon ritual, and I dive a little deeper into all of the topics that we explored in this episode. That video will go up on Tuesday morning, so that's Tuesday, November 12th, and you'll have 5 days to watch that, so until the weekend. Plus, you get this month's guided meditation all about embracing change, journal prompts to help you dive deeper into the full moon, and a whole bunch of other incredible moon goodies, including my brand spanking new 2020 lunar calendar. So, like I said, if you join the 12-month membership, you get a 14-day free trial. And if you don't like what you see in there, which is totally fine, I won't take offense, you can cancel within those 14 days and you won't pay a cent. So easy. All you have to do is email me and say, I would like to cancel this membership. If you want to become a Lunar Lover member, there is a link in the show notes, or you can head to my website, jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, I would love for you to share it with your friends and community. Take a screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.